No, it won't complete the work. It won't go anywhere near it.
Founder of the Great Artesian Basin Sustainability Initiative, John Seckham. However, the federal government's efforts are still worth acknowledging, according to AgForce's senior policy advisor, Dr. Dale Miller.
Well, this announcement is a significant positive step towards restarting that vital work on the rehabilitation and protection of what is a strategic national environmental asset.
But there are still a few questions around how the money will roll out to the three states, South Australia, New South Wales and Queensland.
We're still waiting to see information and details around how the balance of funding will be split up between the states, so Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia, and also the Queensland government's preparedness to continue their co-contribution. And we are expecting that, given that the Queensland government has been such a strong supporter of GABSI in the past.
Dr. Miller explains that because of the federal government's delay in finding the funding, there will be a few hurdles to jump before the scheme is fully back up and running.
Well, one of the issues has been that the delay in finding the funds has meant that the Queensland government program has wound back and skilled staff within that program have had to be reallocated or let go. So as the program seeks to re-establish, there may be some further delays in finding and replacing those skilled staff, but we're expecting that those negotiations with the federal government will happen quickly and that the Queensland government will restore that program as effectively as possible.
In the federal government's announcement, there was mention of the scheme eventually being privatised, but Dr. Miller says AgForce would like to see GABSI continue as it currently stands.
Well, the current funding partnership model has been very successful in past years in delivering real progress in saving water. So under GABSI and its predecessor programs, we've had over 670 bores capped and more than 14,000 kilometres of bore drain replaced. So I think the funding model as it currently stands has been quite successful. If the government looks to private provision, we would certainly hope that that doesn't compromise the effectiveness of the program.
Dr. Dale Miller from AgForce. But the founder of GABSI, John Seckham, would like to see a total shake-up of the current scheme. He says the original initiative was about consulting landholders, convincing them that it was a worthy project. But now, the next phase of GABSI needs to be focused on completion.
Governments, first and foremost, state and Commonwealth governments, need to decide before it goes anywhere else that there is a completion date to have all of these remaining bore drain systems closed and all the remaining flowing bores that deplete the volume and therefore pressure in the basin to be put back into a controlled situation. Then they need to come up with a focus group, a commission-style group, to create the mechanism to achieve that.
But John Seckham says one of the challenges landholders currently face is financial constraints. Therefore, he says the next phase of GABSI would need to include more payment options for landholders.
There are a number of ways in which landholders can ultimately contribute. Some of those are long-term and some of them are financial arrangements through government funding bodies. But there are at least five or six that just readily come to mind. And these are all schemes that need to be explored. And it may come down to the fact that not one scheme will suffice.